You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Each year, Artspace Aotearoa orbits one question in the company of artists and through exhibitions. In 2023, they've been asking, where does my body belong? Artspace is closing out the exploration of this question with the first iteration of their new commissions program, evolving out of the legacy of the annual New Artists Show. Sunlighting presents the work of three emerging artists in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland. To hear about the show, I caught up with Artspace's director, Ruth Buchanan, and contributing artist, Prairie Hatchard-McGill. Here we are now. Well, kia ora both. It's fantastic to have you on the show. We are talking today about sunlighting, which is the first iteration of the new commissions program. So Ruth, I might go to you first and get you to explain to me what the new commissions program is and how it's come to be.
Kia ora, thanks Frances. So the new commissions really evolved out of the legacy of the New Artist Show, which has been something that's been important to Artspace Aotearoa over its, you know, almost 40 years lifespan, which has generally been one focus part of the program which really hones in on emerging practice. But one of the things when we were reflecting, so the current team were reflecting about how we'd like to do this, I guess we felt it was important for us to perhaps move away from some of the danger of the artist as commodity, which is perhaps called, or sort of takes place when we're like new artists, what's hot, what's not. And for us, we really wanted to focus in on this as a significant early professional opportunity. So something really serious for three emerging artists to get their teeth into and work with us across the entire year. So there's been much more engagement, a sort of mentorship type opportunity, if that was what the artists were looking at, and I guess also inviting the artists to consider what for them was important or would be impactful in their practice right now. So new commission doesn't necessarily mean brand new, never seen or heard of before, but where are they at in their practice? Are they looking to refine something? Are they looking to develop something new? So it's been a process of conversation across the year.
And obviously, as you mentioned, this is a significant early career opportunity for the three artists, one of whom we'll get to chat to shortly. But how did you begin those conversations with the artists and invite them to show work in sunlighting?
Well, the way we program at Artspace Aotearoa is we have one core question that sort of guides our exhibition program across the year. And, you know, by setting a couple of limits, like, yep, it's going to be three artists. Yes, they definitely should be living in Tamaki Makaurau so that we think they can get the most out of this platform. And then it was really a conversation with the team and observing who we saw in the field as having a practice that resonated with or perhaps was even in conflict with that proposition of our 2023 question, which is, where does my body belong? So that was how we made the sort of early invitations to these three artists. Like, this is what we're doing. We feel your practice resonates. Do you want to come along for the ride?
And let's move to speak with one of those artists now, Prairie. Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm good, thank you.
Do you want to tell me about how you understand the kaupapa behind sunlighting as a show in its full, and then we'll speak about some of the specifics of your work?
Okay. I guess something, well, my project is one that has been brewing for a few years. It's kind of, I've been looking for the right opportunity to make this work. And I think it slots really nicely into the question of where does my body belong? Because my work sort of, I guess I've kind of created a sort of fictional institution looking at kind of elite universities, new age kind of institute, that sort of thing.
What does that look like? I mean, obviously people can come along to the opening and into the show running and see the work, but I guess on radio it's difficult to get a picture of that. How would you describe that work materially?
Well, I have made a series of decoupaged ostrich eggs, and I have my kind of the core sculptural piece. Core installation is a hexagonal booth that's sort of quite elaborately sort of kitted out with moulding and skirting to look like a kind of interior space, like I kind of think of it as a corridor despite the hexagonal shape. And within that space are three style banners that I've made and embroidered.
We've been sort of loosely referring to Prairie's school, like the form, the sculptural form, as the sweat lodge, but also as the temple. It also sort of feels like it's a back room clubhouse, like it's of scale, so, you know, visitors are invited to go inside the space and really kind of be in that world of this fictional institution that Prairie's created for the show.
Prairie, what is your attempt or your hope when audience enter into this space? What kind of questions do you hope they might bump up against?
I guess I hope that they sort of physically feel something entering into the space, that it's sort of hopefully feels like a different world or a kind of an uncertain kind of place. Yeah, I guess question education and what those kind of models look like or what they could be.
We'd just love to hear how people can get along to the opening and maybe what some of the public programming might look like over the next months.
Sunlighting opens tonight and we're free and open to all, and the opening runs from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and we'd love to see people in the whare with us. And then on Saturday the 2nd of December there'll be a curator and artist floor talk, so that's a great opportunity to hear more from all three artists in the show and Robbie Hancock, who played a significant role in the curatorial framework of the exhibition. So that's, you know, always something I encourage audiences to take those chances to hear from the artist directly, particularly with the work. So some of those things that Prairie's alluded to, you know, she can unpack and unpick a little further. And then later on there'll be a film screening, and then next year the last event is going to be a reading with writer Joanna Cho, an amazing emerging writer, and who's also produced a new piece of writing to go with the exhibition.
That was Ruth Buchanan and Prairie Hartshard McGill speaking with me about sunlighting.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.